our ensemble of molecules floating around inside that cube. This plot here then indicates why. So this is our molecular speed, sometimes given the symbol U. Okay, so we're now going from mv squared to mu squared. So our molecular speed U in meters per second then, and we're looking at two different temperatures. Here's a 0 degree temperature, here's 100 degrees. And this is then the fraction of molecules that have within 10 meters per second of the indicated speed. So here we're saying, for instance, that we're at 500 meters per second. Now, the kinetic energy that our particles have got is the energy that we're able to use in a chemical reaction to do something. So what this is saying is that low temperature then, our mean speed for these gas molecules is down here. So maybe it's like about maybe about 200. Let's go 500. And that's 1,000 there. 500. Yeah, maybe 250, something like that, meters per second. When we go to the second temperature at 100 degrees C, then our mean speed is now 500 meters per second. Now that 500 meters per second then is giving each of the average particle inside that container a lot more kinetic energy than a container full of particles at 0 degrees C. So that's how temperature is able to influence chemical reactions, because the temperature changes the speed of the molecule. By changing the speed, it changes the kinetic energy of the molecule.